getting back to all you good people of the cleanest line. We're midway, a little bit further through winter up here in Yosemite. Been a nice ride in nature's way. Gray, cloudy days, cold, snow up there in the valley, quiet as can be. Really amazing time of year to continue what I always look at as this higher education of nature. And I wanted to share a few things at this time about that idea of higher education in nature, because I've befriended a guy or made friends with a guy that's a professor of education at Stanford University. And like I say, in the mix of Yosemite, people come from all different places at different times, crossing paths with you out there in the boulders or even in the big walls. And so the chief ranger actually of Yosemite said, hey, you got to meet this guy, Kenji. And he's a great cook, and so that sounded kind of interesting. He even left me his card. I had met him briefly at one time, and then he was traveling through Tuolumne Meadows, left his card at the Tioga Pass Resort for me. That card sat there for a year until the people there remembered to give it to me. And that was such an interesting thing, because it had been in my mind how to start going to the next level of bringing climbing into some kind of way of educating ourselves in nature, and he had seen the Return to Balance film. And so to make a long story short, we are in a collaboration now of something we call Sacred Rock. We spell it sacred and then R-O-K, which is a little nonprofit that we got going. And our tagline is Education Nature's Way. Waited that year for to call Kenji up, and his wife and him came to Yosemite and said, well, let's go for a walk up this trail. It's one of my favorite trails up to Old Inspiration Point. And on the way up there, we kept talking about kids for some reason and the education that nature can give any of us simply by putting one foot in front of the other and hearing things and seeing things. And so out of that, it kind of started to happen. So I think the main thing about what we're trying to do with Sacred Rock is give the youth and anyone an opportunity that would want to come to these camps or gatherings, whatever you want to call them, to just facilitate them to see it on their own, you know, experience it on their own. And if I had to think about some of us as teenagers coming up to Yosemite, in those good old days when you could hitchhike here or however you needed to get here, and, you know, be on your own. So basically that's what it's about. We do say Sacred Rock Education Nature's Way. So we're still trying to understand what that means, even through our own experiences up here. You know, when you hear that river. And so we'd like to just have our camps relate to health and well-being, good food, maybe talks a little bit. Circle talks can be good. But to acknowledge that everyone has a unique way to see things and a creativeness in them that will come out in their own time. So in essence, it's about just getting back to the basics, you know, join company and support and trust, lots of good food, things like that. And it's been something that's been in my mind for a long time. And I think right now it's wide open. We do have somewhat of a focus on youth camps and nature, a little bit of rock climbing, but hopefully even to do some films and get people's voices heard a little clearer, a little bit more personal about their experiences and what it's meant to climb up rocks and be in nature. So it's pretty neat, and I feel that we're all pretty privileged to be able to do that. About Sacred Rock is that it's such a unique possibility to collaborate with a diverse group of people that maybe 30 years ago I wouldn't have thought of, like the chief ranger of Yosemite, a head of probation, down in Merced County, professor of education at Stanford, and his wife, who's, you know, works for social service and things. And so it's our dedication to help youth come into nature, and especially Yosemite, since we're right here. And getting to know a few of these kids is really interesting, to think about the disconnect that they have maybe growing up in such a technological time, computers. And what we got is a lot of rebels without a cause, you know. If you think back to what climbing and in some of our cases Yosemite had done for us, is brought us into having some kind of way to, literally and figuratively speaking, have something to hang on to. You know, the climbs and kind of a community. I think that Sacred Rock has come to a place because of that collaboration and support and acknowledgement of how important it is to get back to the basics and have a higher sense of appreciation for those basics: food, water, shelter, plant life, animal life, you know, that mystery that we live in with nature always keeps things interesting. I think it adds to the creativeness in any individual to look at nature and even see the reflection of yourself in that. So it's all these ideas, and at this time it's basically come from just ideas, and we're setting it into motion. We had a camp last June with 15 foster kids, and that was really neat because it was just simple. We just hiked around the park, some nice trails. We went swimming in the river. We had little picnics and, you know, tried to just let them get familiar with the surroundings and not stress, not tell them too much. So, yeah, it's really interesting to keep going forward with that. We have some more camps planned here in Yosemite in May and June and even July and August up in Tuolumne Meadows. I think that'll be ideal. I know that's where I started out on a backpack trip myself. So just want to send that good vibe right on out from Yosemite to you. Talk to you later. Casey, brother, just want to stay on this phone all day until I get so relaxed.